Here's today's No Sweat News on Jersey's Rad Radio 95.9. The Rats. Final stories that could get you the Metallica tickets tomorrow on the quiz.
Okay. Metallica tickets. If you missed any stories, WRT.com, on-demand podcast section.
It's all right there for you. You don't even need me for that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you could tune out now.
No.
And then go to listen to it later if you have to.
You don't want to do that because ratings matter, Carl.
Well, they do, but listen.
You don't want to discourage people from listening.
A Buddhism professor just got arrested for assault.
A Buddhist? Aren't they the most, like, pacifist-type people in the world?
We filed this one under those who can do and those who can't teach. Bradley Clow, come on down, associate professor at the University of Montana, where he teaches Buddhism with a side of yoga. He was not very centered or very zen earlier this month. He was at a Jason Isbell concert, and a bouncer asked him to leave the VIP tent because he was not VIP enough, and he hauled off and cold-cocked the guy.
Well, you know.
So he got arrested for misdemeanor assault.
I mean, I say let the Buddhist into the VIP tent. I mean, what's he going to do?
Om. I know. He's going to sit in the corner and give you his om.
What is he gonna, he's going to pray you to death? He's going to chant? I mean, just let the guy throw.
Turns out it's not his first time to the rodeo.
Oh.
The assault violated the probation he got in May when he received his fifth DUI conviction.
He quite possibly is the worst Buddhist I've ever heard of.
Possibly. I don't know how he could be worse.
Maybe look into a different religion. Hey, Catholics.
Now, this is a very interesting story. Dateline China, or at least the air over China. Back in May, a guy in China proposed to his girlfriend mid-flight because his girlfriend was a flight attendant, okay?
All right.
So he bought a ticket on one of the flights that he knew she would be on as a flight attendant. Oh. He proposed. Everybody was like, oh,
that's awesome.
They whipped out their phones. Oh, the whole video went viral.
It's like a rom-com.
It was the sweetest thing you could ever see.
This is great. It's like a notebook.
Well, last week, the chick got a letter saying she was fired because the company said the private romantic behavior was extremely irresponsible for the safety of the passengers. So, screw you, lady. Get off our staff.
And that sums up the evilness of airlines in a nutshell. And
they didn't quite drag her off like United Airlines did to that poor schnook in Chicago. But
first of all, it wasn't her idea. It was the dude's idea.
Hey, you're on the clock. You shouldn't be getting engaged. You go get those bottles served, all right?
She didn't ask for it. The guy wanted to surprise her. She said, yes. Stop it. Give her job back.
Well, welcome to the wonderful world of marriage, darling. This is how it all works out.
Awful.
Dateline Hong Kong for story number three. A shorty here. An airline had to send a plane back to the paint shop after the company's name got spelled incorrectly on the side of the plane.
Who's in charge of the paint job, Gots?
Cathay Pacific. They got the plane all the way out to the tarmac, all the way out to the airport, when people started going, Pacific doesn't have two I's and you're missing the F. Well, they brought it back. I am not getting on a plane that has a big giant misspelling on it, okay?
Oh, my God.
Because that just seems like really bad luck to me.
First, a misspelling, and then the wheels are falling off. And next thing you know, you're flying without wings.
Right.
Forget about it.
That's the No Sweat News. So here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, a little after 7, maybe 7:15 or so, we're going to go to the phones. And what we're going to do is we're going to read four stories to you. Three of them were actually part of the No Sweat News feature. You can go check them out on the podcast page right now. One I'm going to make up today at about 4:20. If you can spot the one I made up, then you got a great shot at winning tickets to see Metallica.
Come on, Metallica.
Hey?
Yes.
Good luck.